And hello, here is JN2N again, or Yana as I'm otherwise known. The other thing that I wanted to talk about is competitive parenting, but before I do that, I need to do something I forgot on my first boo, which is join a campaign to get Andy to rejoin Audioboo. Come back, Andy, please. We all do want to know how it all continues and what you're doing about the houses and whether you're going to get your house. Please come back. So I do hope that we'll hear from you again sooner rather than later. And right, and I'll go back to responses now. So competitive parenting was one thing we were talking about. And actually I think it's more a problem with the mums than the dads. From my experience, the dads are usually too laid back to worry about anything like that, or too busy with work, or well, in any case, sort of, those kind of things. That's what mum worries about, and I think partly it's probably because a lot of us have grown up without young children around us, so a lot of it's probably insecurity that we simply don't know what small children are supposed to do and when they're supposed to do what. So we're constantly comparing whether we're doing things right. And whether we should be doing more, and whether our children have reached a certain milestone yet. So I think part of it is that, and sort of that the part of it is probably the mums more, because they sort of well, they have this inbuilt nurturing gene, I guess, to make sure their children are doing as well as other children. So they're constantly on the lookout for this sort of thing, and yeah, because well, I suppose all the mums that I talk to, they will have some phase where they'll go, oh, well, I don't know whether this is normal. I don't know what I should do about that. And then they go and ask some other mum. Whereas dads, I've never heard a dad say that. And also, I think that this, which is, I think, perfectly natural for a mum. Can then be taken a bit too far when you think you have to keep up with everyone else and you think you have to provide your child with all sorts of opportunities just to make sure that they learn more than other children. And I think that's when it gets a bit competitive. And I think it also depends where you live. If there are a lot of people with a lot of money to spend and you feel that you have to keep up and or simply that you feel bad about something and that's why you think you have to get your child into more classes of one sort or another. So I think it's all a bit to do with that. And I suppose another thing is that we all have our particular foibles when it comes to what we want our children to achieve. Perhaps our own ambitions that were thwarted because of something, or the way we were brought up and what our parents expected of us, and we kind of either translate that or negate that with our own children. So, and I think the most important thing though is I think to have two parents there. That might sound conservative, but I just noticed growing up that it's kind of hard if you just have to put up with one parent and their opinions the whole time. And it's kind of nice if you have another parent there who can balance out those opinions and you just get someone else to say yes, that's right, or well, but just balancing it out really. I think that's the most important thing. Someone some kind of veto, some kind of check in there. So that's the most important thing. I don't know whether it's mums or dads that are harder on children. I suppose you hear of either case being true. Perhaps mums are harder on daughters and dads are harder on sons because they can see themselves in them. So yeah, I don't know. So anyway, that's my take on it. That's got quite serious, isn't it? Serious and also not several minutes, but several hours later, because dinner was ready by then. So, I've dished up and we've eaten now, and I'm about to clear up the kitchen. But I thought I'd send that boo off before it gets too late. Okay, speak to you all soon later.